I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast, where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend. We count down our top 5 on a subject, and today's episode, it's Christmas songs with Adam Richard. Hey, Adam.
I love your sleigh bells.
Thank you.
I don't know that you needed to wear the beard and the hat for everything. Seems a bit overkill. Just
I love it. Now, you suggested this topic and I love it. I'm a big fan of Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas.
A lot of people don't like Christmas. A lot of people go through a phase where they're like, nah, I hate it. But I actually like it, even though I've had lots of bad experiences around Christmas, but yeah. I still love it.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's like New Year's. If you load up too much expectation, it's always terrible.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you just have to go, yeah, there's going to be crap ones, there's going to be fun ones. Also, you went straight from being a child to having children, so you didn't really have the fallow years.
I had my first child at 29.
That's, yeah, shush. Yeah. I'm celebrating my 21st birthday next month.
Oh, congratulations.
It's my 21st, 29th birthday. So if you do the maths, it's the big 5-0. Anyway, look over there.
I love this. I when you texted me, you're like, Christmas songs. So I was like, are we talking carols? Are we talking songs?
So I prefer songs, but I can go with carols if you need to.
I've only done songs.
Oh, yeah. I've kind of only done songs as well. I've got one carol-esque.
It might be the same one.
Oh, probably.
I'm gonna say it's the same one. That's probably. All right. We'll find out.
Sorry. Oh, by the way, I have two top fives.
Okay.
I've got a top 5 Christmas songs, and I've got a top 5 Christmas songs as recorded by Mariah Carey. She's got two albums. There's too much to choose.
All right, we'll do those at the end because I don't have any Mariah in my list.
What?
No Mariah in my list. But can I just say, Christmas and songs go hand in hand with it because when I was like year 7, our family got our first ever CD player. And that was when music was really coming into our life. Before that was tapes and it was all my dad's tapes for his car. We didn't have a tape deck in the house. Maybe we did
melted,
a little one. But
melted
yeah.
on the parcel shelf tapes.
Yeah,
so
that
kind
of stuff.
Anymore.
Yeah. And so for Christmas that year, we got a CD player. It was a 5-disc changing CD player. And we got, these are the 5 CDs we had.
Yep.
So my parents got Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh.
My older brother got Pearl Jam's Vitalogy.
Oh, yeah.
I think my dad got Bon Jovi's Dead or Alive.
That is a good album.
I got... No, my younger brother got Mariah Carey's Music Box.
Oh.
And primo. I got the Priscilla soundtrack.
You... That explains a lot about you.
It really does explain our whole family. Like, it really does.
Like, we tried to make him gay. He had the gay hair. We're just going to make it take.
He was dancing all the time. He went with his friend to watch the Priscilla movie, like at like 12 years old at the cinema.
Oh my God.
It was a cinema one, though. It was the only film. Like, that was it.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. I went to see The Village People at the age of 6, and that really stuck.
Yeah. So. We'll go through this one at a time. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
No, I don't mind going first.
All right, you go first.
So we start, are we backwards?
At number 5, yeah. So number 5.
Number 5 is the song Christmas, Baby Please Come Home.
Ah.
Darlene Love from the Phil Spector Christmas album.
Oh,
I mean, the whole album could be one big song.
Yes, that was. This is in my honorable mentions, just because that whole album is just so great, and it sounds like Christmas so much because of these bells.
That was
my thing going into this, going, okay, it's got to be a proper Christmas song. It just can't be someone putting a bit of that on and just singing a sad song about, oh, please come home tonight. That's not Christmas, okay?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
This is an interesting... Darlene Love as well. So this is the Phil Spector Christmas album. The Phil Spector, like, psychopath. Absolute
lunatic.
Psychopath.
Crazy hair, not even his hair from the shops. Crazy hair that he bought from the shops.
And it's amazing that, so Darlene Love, so what was the band? Was it, the, it wasn't was the she, Darlene's. Was it?
Was she in the Shirelles? No, she one of those.
I don't know.
One of the Lulles. Yeah. The Lovels. But this was just her on her own, this one, even though there were other, like, there's a whole bunch of different acts on the album.
Yeah.
But yeah, I you know what? Phil Spector has done some wacky stuff. Like, he produced the concert for Bangladesh, like the George Harrison thing. Like, just like the first Live Aid was essentially Phil Spector.
He also recorded the Ramones because they really wanted to record, because they love all those 60 girl groups.
The Wall of Sound.
And they wanted that, and he pulled a gun on them and made them record.
Yeah, he's not okay.
No, not okay at all.
But Lordy got some good work. And, you know, I always think of, you know, there's Tina Turner and then there's River Deep Mountain High Tina Turner, which is, you know, finally being out. Like, you just go, oh, she's gone from one crazy man to another crazy man.
Yeah.
But,
Well, speaking of, like, the aforementioned Ramones, this is my number five, which is Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with...
I think the Ramones are the perfect band.
Oh,
if I could be in any band in the world, I would have chosen the Ramones.
Well, you only have to learn the one song. Just
exactly.
The words.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's perfect.
That's Blitzkrieg Bop, the Christmas remix.
But they look cool. They just wear black jeans, black top, leather jacket. They're
easy.
They
were effortless because they were actually effortless.
Yeah. There's so many great stories about the Ramones, like in the new Talking Heads book or in David Byrne's book where, whatever his name is, I don't know. But he was writing about how Talking Heads toured with the Ramones across Europe and they were kind of scared of them because they were like these big punk guys and then they got in and they were just like children and they hated everything about France. And the biggest thing they were excited about was when they went past McDonald's. And he goes, it was the first time I saw all of, like, the Ramones smile. And they ran inside and got burgers and then came back out. And they were, like, happy for, like, half an hour.
Look, I have to confess, I did go to McDonald's in Paris.
So did I. Paris was the only place where Beck and I fought when we were traveling.
City of love and arguments.
Yeah, because I think we built it up so much. And also I was being a bit of a prick and... didn't want to talk French. I was like, I'm so sick of people like treating me like I'm an idiot. And so
I just want to go somewhere
where I can speak English for
a while.
Was
this in Paris?
Yeah, it was in Paris.
Yeah. See, outside of Paris, they're not such sticklers for making everyone speak English.
Yes.
It's just Parisians are really up themselves.
Yeah. But also, so Christmas time, there's been a few big things in my family. My parents divorced on Christmas. They separated on Christmas.
It is an emotional pimple of a day. It's like all of the resentment and everything builds up, and it's just requires one person to put the fork in the wrong bit of turkey, and you're over.
And my ex girlfriend, her parents also separated on Christmas Day.
That's not much to do in Burnie the rest of the year.
Well, that was awesome. It's even worse, like really.
Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.